I don't know, but I agree. There's been a few eliminations where I've gone home and I'm like, ooh, that's a bummer.
I feel like a lot of people sometimes, or maybe some people, are a little confused about like the elimination process and whether or not it's fair, because if two of you agree to send somebody home and then, you know, Carrie Ann doesn't agree and then Len gets the final vote, I feel like it's...
Trust me, I was like, I still don't understand it. And I've said this to producers, I was like, guys, we got to reword this thing because the tie doesn't make sense because it's 2-1. Now if Len votes, then it's a tie.
Right.
So basically, this is kind of the way I'm explaining it Essentially, Len has 2 votes. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Len has the weight of 2 votes. So that's... I wish we just said it like that because that makes so much more sense. Because then if I vote for somebody and Bruno and Carrie Ann vote for somebody,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, okay, well, Len is going to sway it either way
because
mm-hmm. he's got 2. You know what I mean? So that's the way I sort of explain it.
Do you think it's fair, or is there something that you would like to see changed for next season?
I think it's fair. I think it's fair based on... you know, Len being sort of, you know, he's the head judge,
mm-hmm.
you know, and been there from actually all 3 of them have been there from season 1. Like, what other show do you know? There isn't. There's no show that exists where it is the original judges from season 1 to season 30.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty impressive. It's pretty remarkable. So, I don't know. I agree. There's been a few eliminations where I've gone home and I'm like, ooh, that's a bummer.
I know we're kind of gearing towards the end, but is there any elimination that has shocked you so far or wish you could have seen this couple kind of progress a little bit further?
Yes, definitely. Mel C. Oh mm-hmm. man, that one bummed me out, man. Big time. She was so good. She has so much potential. I just don't feel like she quite had that moment, or I don't know, she was like on the cusp, and I think once she got past that, she would have been like, you know, just been phenomenal. And such a big fan of hers and everything that she's done in her career and her life, and so that was a bummer. That was a bummer to see her. She definitely went home way too soon.
I can't believe it's November and the holidays are right around the corner, which is nuts. And I know that, right? I know that you are kind of elevating traditional recipes this holiday season. So tell me all about that.
Yes. Well, you know, this past, you know, during quarantine and everything like that, I've been cooking with my girlfriend, Haley, and we've been calling it Hale's Kitchen. Do you see what we did there?
I like it.
Yes, it's egg-ceptional. Okay, too many puns.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like, cooking has been kind of a fun new adventure, you know what I mean, for me personally. But it also makes me think about the holidays that are coming up. You know, all the different like family recipes and the nostalgia and the comfort that comes along with that. And so, you know, working with America's Egg Farmers, it's perfect because eggs are a key ingredient to all these family recipes, to all these things that we know and we love. So, so kind of reimagining certain family, you know, dishes and traditions. And for me, stuffing has always been like my favorite food, like favorite dish during the holidays, because it's kind of the only time that you have stuffing, I feel like.
Exactly.
And this one right here, as you can see, that I prepped as we got the jalapeno cornbread stuffing, which that's perfect. It sounds delicious. Eggnog waffle cookies right here, you know what I mean, like so many different dishes, and encouraging people to basically like reimagine some of their family recipes. And you can tag me in them when we're sharing them together. You can tag at Incredible Egg. You can go to incredibleegg.org to learn and get more recipe ideas for the holiday season. But yeah, it's the holidays. It's November 2nd. It's basically Christmas.
It's basically
Christina, we have to get ready.